partner, Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm in Los Angeles, the most powerful attorney, according to magazines that attorneys read. Mr. Mitch Langberg, constitutional expert, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
Very good. You sound very sprightly today. Why so?
You know, it's a travel day for work today, and so I don't know. I've got a different spring in my step.
Very good. Were you traveling to or from a location?
I am in Reno, Nevada right now.
Ah, the biggest little city on the earth.
That's right.
Is it the biggest little city in America or in the world?
I don't know. I'll go look at the sign when we're done with the show today.
Very good. Now, that sign is only second to the sign in Bakersfield, California. Did you know that? As far as size. If size matters to you. All right. Let's go on, Mitch. Let's talk about the cases, all right?
Yeah, let's do that.
Very good. Reno is a great town, by the way. Now, Supreme Court, we're huge in Reno, apparently. We're like number one. But what city aren't we, Mitch? I guess that's a question I should be asking. Supreme Court upholding strip searches in prisons. We're going to talk about that first. And then using phone tracking, police departments are tracking convicts using their cell phones. I love this idea. The ACLU hates it. I'm sure you will as well because you lean left. That's why we call you Lean Left Langberg, right?
That's right.
And then third, we're going to talk about Octomom. That's the blimp. That woman, she had 14 kids, 8 of them at one time. She's like Angelina Jolie meets Lindsay Lohan. She's a disaster. And she's now on welfare. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I was on TMZ, and people were leaving death threats for her. And I wanted to ask you, what's an actionable response to a death threat? Do police have the ability to prosecute somebody for leaving that type of death threat on a website? We'll get to all that with constitutional genius Mitch right now. You ready to jump in, Mitch?
Let's do it.
Okay, by 5-4 vote yesterday, Supreme Court ruled against a New Jersey man who complained that strip searches in two county jails violated his civil rights. Now, there's a huge backstory here about why the guy was arrested. He ended up, it was kind of a mistake, but the whole point is, and it was there was a racial thing here too, but the lawsuit has nothing to do with racial discrimination because the guy wasn't suing for that, nor does it have to do with wrongful imprisonment because he's going to be able to sue for that separately. What it has to do with is strip searches in two county jails. Now, the Supreme Court, 5-4, Anthony Kennedy, the swing vote for the conservatives, said that they have to defer to the judgment of correctional officers regarding safety when they enter into general prison population. Now, you know me, I'm a security over liberty type guy, Mitch. I have no problem with this. Strip searching, you know, giving a body cavity search or whatnot, as long as there's a rubber glove involved. Give me your analysis on the Supreme Court decision.
Well, what the Supreme Court did is they said the majority, and digress for a moment, the number of 5-4 decisions that come out of the court, with Kennedy being the swing vote, emphasizes the truism that when we're voting for president, the impact that they can leave on the country in the Supreme Court could last for a full generation or more.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes a difference, not just on things, you know, the typical, you know, pro-life, pro-choice issues, but on everyday issues. In any event, here the majority found that a person who'd been arrested on a minor offense, in fact, here it wasn't even a crime, it was just that they thought he hadn't paid a fine, could be searched because it served three main purposes. One, to make sure that contraband was not being brought into the prison. Two, to make sure disease such as lice was not being brought into the prison. And three, to make sure that they don't have gang markings that could cause problems if they put them in with the wrong population.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's important, and it hasn't been getting much press, is that the court was very specific about the fact that this was limited to people who were going to be put into a general population prison, as opposed to people who are going to be detained, for example, in a lockup with minor offenders. And that's a critical distinction. And the court even emphasized that it could, in fact, be unconstitutional to strip search people in that context. So this is going to be one of those times, Andy, where I'm going to say to you, I get what the majority is saying, because though these searches are very intrusive, and the court went into great detail in what occurs in these searches, and suffice it to say that I'm not even sure I could say it all under FCC rules on the radio, so
okay.
That's how intrusive these searches are.
Uh-huh.
So there's certainly
it's the rubber glove search, right? The cough.
Well, yeah, nobody's penetrating anything.
Okay.
But they're looking in everything.
Right.
And no doubt this is intrusive, and this proves that this could happen to anybody like you or me. This was a mistake.
Look, Mitch, this happens.